States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the December 6, 2021 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and a notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting.
Jay and Kevin, our little contest is suspended because I'm on the phone.
I don't know about that. Okay. Well, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Present.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Johnson? Ms. Kleinhans?
I can't see a thing, so...
I just declared a complete truce. I'm going to let everybody else take care of this.
All right, great.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Malay?
Here.
Mr. Scheich? And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I still can't believe we're faxing. I haven't seen a fax machine since 2020. But I guess
believe it or not, two of them have given us email addresses to send to.
Right.
So Carla does the same thing. We still do a broadcast fax, and then two of the papers have given email addresses.
It's just remarkable that someone's still using a fax machine.
I agree.
I mean, it's beyond, the world ought to catch up because we're,
Just a fact, man.
Just the facts.
You know, I thought we moved back to smoke signals.
Right. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago for the fax number, and I was like, oh, my God, can you email?
I know the docs still use it for privacy purposes.
Yeah, it is nice for privacy, but still, I mean, nobody has a fax.
I'm with you.
Anyway. Well, so we have meeting minutes. They were distributed.
Sue had a couple of corrections.
Oh, thank
which
you.
Which I have made. Thank you, as always.
Good. So with those, I'm sure, mostly minor adjustments. Does anybody have any other questions or comments or concerns? If not, is there a motion? Thank you, Mr. Lazarus. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Glaser. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhan?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Sement?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. So we have none under resolutions and none under public hearing, but we do have a work session on the proposed site plan exemption ordinance. So John and anyone listening, if you're tuned in, there is nobody from the public here.
Okay.
But this is a public meeting, obviously, and we wish they would be here and comment, but so be it. I think we're going to really talk about this site plan waiver modification exemption. Who wants the
administrative waiver?
Who wants the?
Well, I don't know. I'll let Mr. Lashes and Mr. Higgins dive in because they were their niece too. So it kind of goes back to something that occurred at council, mm-hmm. What, Brian, 15 months ago, a year ago, I forget.
Been going a while that we've been discussing the necessity to have something that would make simpler the lives of applicants for simple things and hopefully make things easier administratively for Denise as well and for the board in general.
Right.
So I think the idea is to come up with some revisions to our ordinances that would achieve a little more reasonableness.
Yeah, and so what we did is we looked at some other townships, and we actually quite liked one that a famous lawyer might have drafted for Reddington, probably is one of the ones we like sort of the best.
Are you sure it's Reddington and not Ridgewood? That's the one you like the best?
Reddington,
because
yes.
Reddington, okay, fine.
Richmond was a little...
Richmond was tough. That one had a, like, sort of a subcommittee.
His was Richmond.
Sorry. Richmond was nice, too, but it was over the top of what we wanted, Joe.
Isn't Reddington's race track, too?
What's that?
I don't believe so.
So based on that, what we did is we looked at some of the townships, we looked at stuff some towns did, stuff we liked, stuff we didn't like. We sort of liked the simplicity of Reddington because their original ordinance was closer to ours, because the way our township works is when you read our ordinance, it says, thou shalt cover over everything unless it's exempted or unless you can go for a waiver. Now, Trish had given us a sample from Cranberry, which we sort of liked, but it was actually the inverse completely. It said, you never come except for these few things, which that one we thought was a too dramatic of a change for us. So this is where we came. This format was basically done for my purposes. I don't know if it's clear for other people. But what I was trying to do is lay out what the different choices are when they come to Denise. So the first part talks about everyone has to submit an application, which makes sense. Can't decide anything unless they get an application, right? And then our existing ordinance only talked to the planning board. I extended that because the Board of Adjustment does sometimes get these waivers. And then, obviously, the board secretary, because we want the board secretary responsible for the administrative waivers along with some other officials there. So I hope that first part is not very controversial. Then all I've done is I've kind of laid out the existing language in black, the proposed changes in red, and then some of my color commentary in blue, color commentary. So we had a few exemptions, pretty much leaving those the same. Probably the one big change I made there is I moved the lighting exemption to the administrative waiver because I showed through John Higgins that what we give it, we took away because it said, you're exempt. Except the zoning secretary used to look at the cut sheets and all of that stuff. So it was more like an administrative waiver process. So we put that in the administrative waiver column. Leave the existing ones, which are basically single-family homes, replacement of equipment, like kind replacement, I'll call it to some degree.
So could I just ask a question?
Sure.
Regarding the lighting, when you talk about, you know, cut sheets, photometrics, I don't have any knowledge about that.
But the township engineer would.
So there's actually a lighting expert.
That was going to be my question. If you look at this, and I don't want to jump ahead, but the original one we thought of was like a team. There was like the engineer, the planner, the lawyer, and the board secretary to kind of look at it. And if that's still because you need to have some expertise.
Yeah.
Right.
So the way we drafted this, the proposal we have, and I'm not married to this, was we said, the board secretary and zoning officer, in our case the same, runs the process. And they consult with others as they need.
Yes.
So it's not a per se committee with lots of people on there. So it says, if it's a lighting expert, you say, this is a lighting one. If Larry didn't know, you'd go to the lighting expert. That would be sort of what we're able to do.
Well, for something that's really simple, that with the photometrics as much as just the way the light is distributed, if it kind of looks close, Tom Petto's probably the kind of guy you could just walk across the hall and talk to. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not meant to be completely precise, but it is meant to avoid having a large group of people because hard to get the cost down $250 or $500, which is Reddington's cost.
But she can loop in whatever she wants.
The other safe on this always is, if Denise, the team, is not comfortable with the administrative waiver, say, we can't do it, you'll have to go to the full board, which then the real change is they pay escrow, they need some experts, they come to the board, there's resolutions and all that, which is, you know, we're trying to save that most of the time, but there are occasions where they're going to have to come to the board. It's not, you know, it's not meant to be a get out your free card necessarily.
You can change the lighting language. This is already in our ordinance, the lighting language.
Well, I just moved it over. Right. I mean, we could change it, but it's kind of really good language to agree. So why change it if it already exists? I mean,
that is the current language that we have.
It's exactly the current language we have. I think I'd be one little wording change just for the grammatical change to it. And then another exemption we grant people is fencing. So, you know, it begs the question, so I put there as an idea, is there other exemptions we want to do? As long as we're in for a penny, in for a pound, So I said, you know, signage, I'm not sure it applied, but I put signage there because it was the one where you make the language up. Are there other exemptions as a township that we think we ought to be giving people? You know, save them the heartache of going through the entire process.
Well, this other sheet that's there, I put together for everyone. This goes back to 2014, and these are all of the site plan waivers that we have done. Mm-hmm. And the gray ones are cell towers, which I'm assuming would not be part of this, right?
I think it depends, to be honest with me. Yeah. If it's just saying, I want to take six antennas and put in six new antennas,
here's the problem with that. Sometimes you want them painted, you want this and that, there's discretion in that. On that, I'd be careful because that can be a real aesthetic thing. They're up in the air, everyone can see them.
I guess my view on the cell towers is, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not trying to save T-Mobile some escrow fee, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I view this as helping local businesses and local residents. I don't view it as Cingular Wireless or T-Mobile or, you know, they know this. They do it for a living. They have teams that go out and do it. I'm just saying that's my philosophy is, you know, my worry here is the fail-safe that in the future somebody doesn't want to, when I say Denise retires, Denise's successor shows up and says, I got all these sheets, I don't know what to do, but he's a good guy, he's the restaurant owner down the street, I'm just going to say yes. And then if someone says, why did you say yes?
Right. Then for a while, even though you didn't catch an administrative waiver thing when you had Dave Mills as a zoning officer.
And that's kind of what I worry about, just how do you make it that there's some semblance of that they check things, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not written here, but the board rule we talked about imposing would be that all of the administrative waivers, there's a letter that Denise Ruffin write, there would be a reporting of those to the board. Every month, those are issued. There'd be a report from the secretary. Oh,
that would be after
waivers.
The fact.
So
right?
We might not catch them up front,
right.
But over time, we'll certainly catch them, Kevin.
Right. Well, there's also a real time check. I don't have the darn checklist with me. Reddington has a checklist, for instance, and it's signed off by the zoning officer, the construction official, and the municipal administration officer.
If we were going to do a separate checklist for this, we were going to modify our current checklist if we could. We could all do a separate checklist if we could.
Hold it a second. There's no checklist for a waiver of site plan application. So okay. We're going to have a checklist for this?
You can do it a number of ways. You can take the current checklist that is used for those purposes.
That's
and just add a signature.
But that's a large checklist, right?
It is.
We don't use that for a waiver of site.
I understand. We're proposing rules.
So we'll do a new one.
Right.
Okay.
The Reddington's one would be is not nearly as lengthy.
No, Reddington is short.
It's short, and there's even stuff on there that
and
you can take out.
You have a choice. Do you want the planning board chair, vice chair, or do you want the township administrator?
Yeah. Right.
But that way, she's not on the hot seat all by herself.
Right.
And it's unlikely that two positions are going to change quickly in a short space of time. So,
as an alternative to think about in terms of not losing the oversight on the kind of nuances you're talking about, giving a preliminary okay and then finalizing it at a planning board where you have
That's the same where we're at now.
Put this right back in the same pickle we are. The objective really is Mr. Gilkin. Contradict this, but it's my understanding that a non-residential applicant must be represented at a planning board hearing by the
Yes.
So, and that doesn't come cheap for travel time.
Sure.
Our government hourly rates are remarkably low compared to private hourly rates.
Right.
Whether it's a planner or an attorney. So,
basically almost half.
Pardon, Tom?
Basically about
almost half the hourly rate. Almost half of a private rate.
Yeah. Sullivan was like 3x way back when. But so it's, you know, you could just have a very simple one like Reddington has, which is, some degree a model of brevity.
Yeah.
And then just an overcheck signature that, you know, this makes sense. And whether you include the township building code officer or not, you know, you could do that because he or she will be the next one to see this if it passes.
Exactly.
You might as well get an okay up front.
And Denise, this list is just for the planning board.
No, if you look in the second column, BOA or PB, it says.
Oh, okay, great, gotcha.
So how many of this list of all the third one items BOA. Do we think would fall into the camp what's being described here?
Well, that's the thing. How often does Napoli come up and then we just use that simple three-tiered test, not even if you know, does any one of these apply? You know, that's more or less moving that into the process, right?
These are waivers.
Redington has our exact language that we use. Mm-hmm. They put it into this.
I'm just trying to figure out order of magnitude, how much forbearance we're going to get in this process, number one. And number two, do we anticipate a meaningful increase from the number that we see here? That would, I'm just thinking, like, do we look back at the volume once a year to make sure that, I guess, the slippage that you're talking about, that no one is under, like, oh, I didn't, you know, you could have a scenario, and I'm being hypothetical here, but let's just say a year from now, this number were doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go, what did we lose in that process or not? Or is the forbearance that we're proposing here achieving or accomplishing what we anticipated?
My guess is that an ordinance like this is a little baby steps. You know, you're going to look at it in a year or so, or you should, and just look back at things. Should we loosen it? Do we tighten it? What are the points of uncertainty? But, I mean, you could roll through some of these. The, ENLP, I don't know if that would work or not if it applies to use variants.
Yeah.
Generator.
I'm actually surprised that since 2014 there's only...
I know.
I felt like there would be more...
I think when we got into this, those years there were like 5 and 6 were coming in. Where
yes.
You see a lot of lights and a lot of that stuff. And if you look in the last couple of years.
Even 2021, if you put the combined together for, mm-hmm. for BOA and the planning board, you've got taking out the cell towers, 1, 2, 3, 4. You've got 4
right.
this year that would have.
Right.
And not for nothing, we haven't had a ton of applications in the last
of anything. Yeah,
5 years.
Right. You know, didn't we use the example of what's this butcher over here? Would he would not have had necessarily come in where he was using an example of one that could use this process?
But he wasn't a waiver in the end.
I think some of the examples we talked about were a lot of these lighting ones that came in, or the generators. It was kind of like this is so routine.
You shouldn't have to get it to replace siding and
right.
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But siding you don't. That doesn't. That need a zoning permit. Siding. Oh, did you say siding or signing?
Siding.
Yeah, no, that doesn't even require a zoning permit. But something like, for example, with ExxonMobil,
right.
extension of fence stacks, I would think probably no, right?
Yep.
And again, relocation. I mean, on a site with that type of magnitude, I would think they would have to come to the board for most things.
Well, you know, fence backs, no. Exxon for an acid flow tank. I can tell you my experience in making things with chemicals. We wouldn't even think of applying. I'm not, you know, that would seem like a waiver, but antenna repeater, once they showed the elevation,
right, once they showed the...
we couldn't get them out of here fast enough.
I don't know if I agree with that, actually, because just because they're paid companies doesn't mean we need to be owners and say, go through the hoops, just go through the hoops. Good for use is good for the gander. And if the idea is we want to simplify, we should simplify. We don't. I mean, when we started this, we said, our township doesn't have the best of reputations for various reasons. We're trying to simplify things. So that's why, frankly, if there are some cell phone ones that could come in, I'm good with that. But if it's a like kind of replacement of antenna, I'm good.
Yeah.
They can't change height. They can't, you know, there's a lot of stuff they can't do. But something very bog standard.
Normal repair.
I don't think the board adds anything to those conversations. They're more meant to be the many hearings we've gone through that cost a lot of time and money.
Mm-hmm.
We're not adding value to the process. So the idea is can be short-circuited that. But if there's any doubt ever, the township officials to say, no, we can't grant this. And the way this works is they pay the fee. The fee would be the same whether they do site plan administrative or to the board. They pay the fee. They wouldn't pay escrow. But if Denise and the chief says, no, we can't do this, They don't pay the fee again. They just have to put it in escrow. They go through the normal process.
Right.
It's just it's kind of like a half step to say, can we get it done quicker?
Well, the real only reason I brought up about like the antenna or the vent stacks on the roof of Exxon is I was here for that public hearing, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of pushback from neighbors on what would be visible, and they had to come back with line of sight, and so.
I'm sorry, but.
So I don't know that I would feel comfortable with.
Well, yeah, you don't, but
deciding the height.
You know, my memory's not the best, but there. When the site was approved for the expansion, there was discomfort about the height of the tanks.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. This is just the 10-foot vent stack, which sits up on top of the roof. It's not, let's put it this way, the liquid nitrogen tank that they've had for years is 70 feet. Nothing, that's the highest thing on the site today. This one here, nobody was here. It was just a 10-foot exhaust stack on the roof.
Okay.
And once we realized it was below anything else they had, it was kind of like
okay.
So that's sort of the test. I mean, we could never let them wave on a cell phone or anything going taller. I mean, especially if they're bumping up against an ordinance or a bulk variance, we never let that, because obviously the officials can't just grant variance. That only
here's one that would be equivocal if you want one that's equivocal. The modification of building facade for Harper's.
Yes.
Oh,
that's like a big billboard, that fake,
There was one of those for Ocean State Job Law as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And those are ones where I feel 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to be fine, mm-hmm. but there might be the one or two, mm-hmm. and they say, that's actually a pretty big change. I think the board needs to see mm-hmm. that, and I think we just learned that over time. I mean, we could put in the sign off by the planning board chairman. We kind of said we didn't want to put that as part of the process, knowing that the secretary would call the planning board chairman, but we could. I'm certainly comfortable.
Yeah, that's really a point for discussion.
It doesn't need to be as part of the formal process as far as approval or denial, but it certainly isn't a bad thing to have as far as visibility.
Consultation.
Or at least, I wasn't aware, but I like the more signatures you have on this. Because reading this, I was thinking it was lots just on the secretary.
In other words, issuing person, I would say.
Right, but I want the administrator. I want other people so that if something goes south, they can't just say, I didn't know.
I'm going to push back on the administrators because she's generally not involved in planning decisions in our township.
Right.
But the construction official, 100%, I think it's fine. If we had a different zoning person than board secretary,
that's where I'm trying to spread the
right. Yeah,
and maybe if that's the case, if there's only two in this town
right now,
then maybe it is the planning board chair. So you get a trifecta of people who.
That's fine. Yeah,
I'm in that same
whatsoever. I mean, it makes sense really. Because then there's to John's point. There's that continuity because everyone shouldn't change always.
Well, if the planning board chairs don't change very often, and they almost always have a lot of experience and history, so they can help determine if this is a weird one, like the Harper's thing, or like the Harper's new facade with the color of the orange roof on our administrative building. You wouldn't want to be the person to sign off on it by yourself.
Right, exactly. Well, I like the idea, too, that there would be...
On the checklist, too, though.
Yeah,
we'll develop a checklist.
All right, we could develop something that works. I agree. That's just to make
it. The short-term checklist was probably based on Reading. Then even simplify it more if we could.
And that's especially good in the first year when you're developing some institutional history as to comfort levels for people like Denise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, just to throw it out there, because I know this was another sticky one, Sweet Melissa. And the whole seating. I would say
no seating.
Okay, thank you.
No, you can't add. That to me has the potential added traffic.
Yeah,
when you add seats,
there you go.
And there's your
I agree. Okay.
It runs into the circulation effect, existing circulation.
I would describe this as being a process for the ones that people feel really robustly comfortable saying. This should just move along, much like that. But if it's going to be a question or a debate or a sensitive topic, even, there's no. As Lee said, there are sites in the township where we might say, high visibility, that should get some visibility.
And frankly, if you want that kind of a determination, then having the planning board chair on in the list will help immensely because you and the construction official may have a sense of well, this isn't much, but it may be a different sense.
Right. Yeah, everybody's got different levels of experience and knowledge and history.
Right.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
I do think, well, you're right. There's a bunch that I think, there are no-brainers.
And those are the ones
and I think you're right, you almost have to get a little bit of the institutional.
It's meant to be sort of a quick process, let the easy ones go through, and the harder ones say, sorry, we can't do that, you'll need to do an escrow agreement, sorry, we just need to go through the more complete process.
Let me ask a question I've wondered about a little bit. For speed and convenience, I know in business, you know, if I wasn't around, somebody would call, we'd discuss it, and then they'd just so-and-so for JJH.
Mm-hmm.
Is that acceptable for these kinds of things, that Denise called Kevin, if he's happy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
If I were Denise, though,
I would back that up with an email.
I would just have an email.
Oh, yeah.
With that performance patch and say, I would
just say this consultation with the planning board chair, right. But a little different.
Okay. Right. No, I would.
Yeah. All
right. So one of the exemptions I put in that I'd kind of like to discuss, which is actually one site plan we report, is roof-mounted solar panels. As we get to the point that the businesses in town start replacing the ones they have, if it's a little bit of a like-kind replacement, I don't see why you would think
it's like that's a replacement.
More repair means a replacement.
Yeah. Well, that's administrative in the middle one. The exemption one is even
bigger than that.
That's like when it's a generator, a like-kind generator, air conditioning unit. I'm like, I don't think solar panels are that different than that.
No.
I mean, if technology changes and they're taller or something like that, that's a different conversation.
And the ordinance that we have is strict in terms of height above the
I was just about to say that.
Right.
It is.
So as long as it all complies, and I feel like it's I'm thinking the game butchers, which have their own history of solar panels, but they need to be replaced. By all means, we want you to go back to compliant, but don't come back.
But what about new ones if they don't already have them?
Well, but other companies, as they age, we're going to have a flurry of these eventually. People are going to replace for either obsolescence or efficiency or what have you.
So then you would change this replacement of previously approved outdoor mechanical equipment to maybe something like mechanical or electrical?
Or I might overwrite to solar, and I might change to add the word height in here.
But I would,
add it right in that paragraph. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, I do something separate for
solar. No, actually, I mean, I would
scroll it in.
That's fine.
I mean, is there something else like solar you should put in? I thought about couldn't think of anything, but I'm just doing the dishes.
We're just swimming in the bathtub.
So we'll put the solar in.
I like the idea of making this evolving. Let's start it. In other words, let's roll it out and let's see how it works. And then as we get a little more experience or new issues come up that we can add, we can. But
I mean, the beauty of the ordinance is Denise is kind of obligated to issue an administrative waiver. She can say, sorry, I can't do that. And the change becomes they pay the escrow, it goes through the whole process. It's that's why the language is pretty much completely mirrored on both sides. It's not meant to be a different process per se. The difference is it's done more quickly and administratively, but it's not meant to be a shortcut saying don't do a process.
Yeah.
Right. Well, don't hire lawyers and do other stuff.
Not willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Well, you need to document it because then a copy goes in the block and lot file that Denise has. So when they come for a big change, you don't wonder where all this stuff came from.
Right.
And I have a question on, it's actually coming up next, but the fencing.
Can you talk a teeny bit louder? I'm hearing everyone else.
Oh, sorry. Regarding fencing, the last sentence, for a non-conforming fence, the replacement fencing shall be identical to the existing fence. Do we want to allow a non-conformance if it needs to be replaced?
That's the existing ordinance, so I left the language.
Is it?
It is. That's existing language.
I didn't realize.
So
I thought that, like, when the nonconformity, like, is aged out or whatever, we want to move on from it.
Right. And nonconformity, if you take it down 100%, it's only a partial demolition, which is entitled to be rebuilt. If you remove the whole thing, it loses its grandfather's.
That's how it works with the variances.
I assume the township had this in here because doing anything identical is impossible. Therefore, you have to take it out. But
For a fence, I'm okay. Long.
I mean, if they're replacing a fence, normally you say it's not grandfathered anymore, I'd say, right? But I don't feel very strong on it, I'll admit.
Well, what about, here's one.
Yeah.
With a, there's there was a whole little fence gate situation. Now, this was residential.
I was like, that's why I stopped myself.
So what if there was a mistake made and a non-conforming fence was there, and now somebody else comes in and they want to do the same thing again? Or they just want to change the color, whatever.
Right.
Are we going to...
That's just good. What is demolition? You know, because if you just, as you said, want to change the color of the chain link or something, but leave the posts in that have to be replicated.
Right, listen, my opinion, if you leave the posts in, that's a partial demolition. That's not a total demolition. If you take the posts and the webbing out, that's a total demolition.
Hmm. So this current language...
Right.
In the current ordinance, as it stands right now,
yes.
If I'm a resident in that situation, it doesn't matter whether the nonconformity was because it was pre-existing or because some buddy granted it. As long as I replaced it like for like, exactly identical to what it was, I could put it back up.
That's what the ordinance says.
The ordinance right now says I can take the whole fence up, put a new one in, looks just the same because the posts are all rotten.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, and I've read this ordinance a bunch of times, I don't think I've ever noticed that. Because
it's tucked in right at the end of that paragraph. I mean,
I believe you. But I get, you know what it is, that's not the part that I go to. Yeah, I'm looking more for the specifics of the types of fence and the distances and all that. So
frankly, how many people are going to actually even ask you before they replace the fence?
Correct.
You're right.
So, yeah.
Listen, that's a separate issue.
Right.
Do you want an ordinance saying that or not? That's what you should ask yourselves. Mm.
I'm more inclined to address the immediate waiver issue than I am relitigate the fences.
If we're amending the ordinance and you don't like it, just strike it.
What if you just struck that sentence, and at least it's
you leave the rest.
It's silent. In other words, I'd rather almost be silent than just saying they. You know, I'm thinking of a previous one. You guys are all too young to know about. I never get those hours of my life back. So, I mean, to me, it's almost like, I feel like some of this was crept in there over time to say, let's keep things from becoming an issue. My view would almost be just silently get rid of the non-conforming and then people deal with it.
All right. Yep. Now you just get rid of the whole sentence.
Yeah, just get rid of that last sentence.
That's what I meant, that last sentence. The rest of it's all still there about replacing a fence is fine as long as it's the same.
We should just discuss that at the council.
The council will highlight it as a suggestion, see how people feel. Yeah.
I think it gives us an opportunity when the opportunity presents itself to correct a situation. If it needs to be corrected.
But it's not. That's not central to this.
No, definitely not.
It's a different kind of conversation.
It opens up the well, they're not complying with the ordinance, now go write them a violation. Just have to weigh it up.
Okay. Well, and that's one of the sticky things about being the person involved in this, the board secretary and the zoning officer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this would you probably see as a zoning officer anyway. This is what you would see as a fence, what you wouldn't see as a board application.
Well, if they were adding, if it was a commercial property and they were adding a fence and it wasn't on a previously approved site plan, yes.
Yeah.
So,
moving along then. The administrative and the board, the language is meant to be tightly mirrored. I might have screwed up, but it's actually meant to pretty much mirror one another. The process and decision making is a little different. So it talks about the board or the planning board, the secretary, may waive the requirement if they find blah blah blah. And I mean, the standard language, the prior approval of the site plan, and the change was being significant, normal repair and maintenance, involves replacement fixtures, lighting. We added to the administrative, that just kind of came over from the past one. Then our number three that we wrote out will not affect circulation, parking. I changed drainage to stormwater management just because we updated our ordinance. We talked about stormwater management. added Highlands compliance, because we've added that over the years. Building arrangements, that's the standard exceptions we give now, A, B, and C, and usually they all of them. The board secretary, the administrative waiver process, they could not increase the degree of noncompliance or create a new degree of noncompliance. I think that makes absolute sense. Then we talk about the requirements that they provide the board secretary. Those basic requirements are the same. It's sort of the have an approved site plan provided. I am proposing, based on conversations with Denise, that we do a little modification to strike something, because there's this weird language in our current ordinance. An approved site plan if one exists. So have we ever had a case where it doesn't exist? And if it doesn't exist, how the heck are we approving
a waiver?
A waiver.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't exist.
Yeah, we discovered that day you came in.
We think it was approved eons ago, but we have no paperwork for it, kind of a thing?
Yeah. But
the board could handle that if that happens.
I agree.
Don't think we would ever leave that administrative.
No.
That's just an unfair burden.
I totally concur.
Yeah.
But we had a similar case like that with the church.
Church.
They were trying to do a waiver of site plan for, it's actually in here for parish edition, mm-hmm. but it ended up being more than that because they never came for final site plan.
They had never come for it?
No, because you were allowed to build on preliminary years ago.
That church was occupied for 20 years with no final site plan approved. Yeah.
So, should the work be here to approve final site plan then, if we want to be particular?
Well, this is approved. Let me ask this. Let me just throw this out to the peanut gallery. Do we know when that ability ceased? To build on a preliminary?
It was in my time as chair. I extinguished it.
So I guess my question is, do we want to say something more along the lines of, with a final site plan, except for any preliminary site plan that was issued from before?
Well, you know, I don't honestly, I think this was a completely weird exception.
Like the only one
I think so, too. I
just thought maybe
like
it was
that.
A little bit more prevalent.
No.
Language captures that.
Religious outfits tend to rely on parishioners who are attorneys who don't know much about land use, and then they move on, and then nothing ever gets done.
Fair enough.
And we closed that loophole, it's got to be 8, could be even 10 years.
Yeah, the title signatures.
I'm just not a very persuasive ranking official. That one's all cleared up now.
Yeah. We did tack in a little bit of other language here, which we're talking about, because we had some issues. I don't love this language, so share just for discussion purposes. This idea of a certification for compliance with the approved site plan, because Denise, I think we do run into occasions where people stuck in improvements over the years, and then they just try to push it along.
Do you have a haunted house?
If this is helpful, the applicant signs on bottom, and the undersigned hereby acknowledges that the information contained herein is true and complete to the best of its knowledge.
So it's right there. That's
our
communication. We'll put it in the checklist.
And just an FYI, Reddington took several iterations, both at the planning board and subcommittee, and then at council before that everything was kind of copacetic. So these are difficult, simple but difficult at the same time.
Right. Yeah, so I did include the checklist with this. So the idea is we base something on that. I thought it was going to bridge too far for tonight. But the idea is there would be a checklist.
I don't like embedding those things in ordinances because then it becomes difficult to.
Well, what we do is we just add a checklist to the ordinance down below. Where there's an ordinance that talks about checklists. We just add a new checklist.
A checklist approved by the planning board. Maybe. I don't know how we get.
So wait. So are we going to then have a checklist also for the waiver of site plan that comes to the planning board?
I think we need to because we're saying the processes are identical. Why wouldn't we? Let me put it this way.
So you would just be that same checklist?
Yeah.
It would be the same checklist.
To me, it would be the same checklist. What happens is it should have all the information that these should need, and it's really the information you request now when they come for a site plan waiver. Because they do come with information. We kind of know what we want to see. It's not mysterious or anything.
Would that sort of thing be helpful? Or?
It probably would be, because lots of times with a waiver of site plan, we don't get what we need the first time around. And you guys don't ever see any of that, because right. I'm the one that's doing the back and forth. It's like, no, you know.
And if we can cut that
if there's
down.
An approved site plan, well, you need to supply me with that, or you need to supply me with the approval, the resolution of approval, you know.
Right. So if they ask the question, you can say, here's, we put them both on the website. Here's the waiver one, and here's the regular one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they'll look at the normal one.
They'll look at the waiver one first, because it's shorter.
Right. Well, and again, since speaking of the waiver, the administrative waiver, and we have a waiver of site plan, I don't know, I think the names are just too close.
Sorry?
I think the titles are too close. They're both waivers.
But they are both waivers.
Well, call it a board waiver then, but for any
but
isn't
it like,
the problem is a waiver.
Isn't
paper.
It more of an exemption? They're exempt from site plan?
No, an exemption is you don't even have to come. Don't bother us.
Yeah.
And Reddington uses that same hierarchy. That's really where that came from.
We would still have
he really is in a haunted house.
we would still have exemptions. And then there would be waivers.
That's the first problem.
Okay.
An exemption, by definition, is something basically that doesn't apply. A waiver is something that's granted.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So it's either granted administratively or granted by the board.
Right. It's either right. An administrative waiver or a board granted waiver. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The idea is, and maybe this is not the right approach. The approach I had was saying, make them very much the same. It's just sort of like you're taking a half step. If you get it done, you're done. Go home. But if you can't, just go to that next step. Pay your escrow. And a separate conversation after this body is that Denise and I went off with Brian about our fees and escrow amounts because they're old. Mm-hmm. They've been updated in 5 years. So
oh, wow.
Right now it's $200.
Oh, way more than 5 years.
Well, the one I saw, the ordinance for the site plan one was last event in 6 years. So that's the one part I look at. So the $200.
Hey, John, you can mute maybe when you're not talking because we're getting a lot of background noise.
Okay, I'm going to try star six.
Sounds like you're building a log cabin in the back.
Yeah, I mean, the
it's 215th the current site plan waiver is amended in 108.416. So it's they're old numbers. The 200 is low, and I think Denise would say the 1500 might be a little bit shy.
But well, that's never enough.
In 2016, we may not have changed much of anything either.
I think that was the only thing we changed. I don't think we've changed anything.
My opinion, I would. I mean, you got basis to cover CPI inflation for X years. You know, make it 250 or something. Just
well,
I mean,
that's sort of where we're thinking.
Escrow is almost a bait. I mean, if it's low, so what? It's going to be what it's
going to
be.
Well, but it becomes an argument for Board of East going back, because most people come in, the small businesses think it's a fee. So it's like, no, it's a deposit.
So raise it to something. That's where I go. I'm in that belief then that just make it more so there's no surprise. If the average cost for a waiver is $2,000, make it $2,000.
Yeah.
That's
what
you're better off being straight off up front rather than.
Yeah, because the back and forth.
I've worked that whole, we got that whole escrow process under control.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, people weren't paying, and they weren't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, the board waiver at $2,000 and the administrator at $250.
Well, it's funny. Do we want to do that?
Do you want to have $2,000 for an administrator?
No, $2,000 is $200.
No, that's escrow.
The fee to me would all be the same. It's a fee.
Yeah, and the idea is if you
yeah, yeah, but we call it application fee and escrow fee. So
right.
There would just be an application fee for the
exactly.
administrative waiver,
so
no escrow.
Exactly. That if the administrative waiver is denied for whatever reason,
then they have
you
to
go
into the
they don't pay the application
mm-hmm.
fee again because right. they've already paid it once.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So here's a question. What is the fee going to be? Is it 500? Is that what?
Well, we need to work out what
okay.
it's going to be. 200 now currently could be some other number.
Okay, so 200, if I have to employ any.
Oh, it's not enough.
Right, yeah.
Not
it's
nearly
like
enough.
Hour time,
right? Yeah. Right. Now, we're hoping there's some no-brainer. Back to Bill's point, a lot of these are so no-brainer, you're not going to need much. If
okay.
anything, you got to show somebody those lighting sheets, for example.
Right, it's $500.
Right.
Well, let's take, for example, on 3100 in siding, their sign got knocked over.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to come for a to replace it, or is that exempt even currently? What do they have to do?
I would think that's if it just got knocked over, it's a complete replacement of...
Yeah, if they're replacing, I already spoke to him about that, but we're getting a whole site plan application on that. Mm-hmm. He bought the property on the corner, and he's expanding the business.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a different
site. All right.
Yeah,
there's a lot of kind. If it's big skunks out there, that's different.
But if it's just replacing a generator, replacing something...
Replacing a generator is an exemption. Replacing a sign is not a current exemption, you guys.
Right.
I'm proposing it should be.
So right now it's not an exemption.
It's not a listed exemption in our ordinance.
That's what I was trying to get
Wait,
at.
Wait, what's not? I'm confused now.
Replacement of a sign.
Our sign ordinance language is a specialty we shipped in from...
I have to look it up.
I thought
it was replacement exactly. I do it all the time for zoning.
But I can't imagine
that. Because people, they change out the letters.
There is some stuff in the sign ordinance that talks about replacements and stuff like that, I think.
Yeah, there is.
The sign ordinance is actually kind of complex.
It was designed to keep out billboard up 22.
And it does.
We hired Billboard Bob from Florida.
We have to update. We can hear you. We have to update that sign word for sure.
Yeah, billboard Bob passed away 3 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that, John.
Yeah.
But I believe there are some legal decisions that are going to require us to update it. We've been drowning.
Okay.
We've been otherwise occupied.
Okay.
But if I sort of go back to cap that application fee...
Yes.
It's for all of them.
Yes.
And on average, it's going to cover the exemptions is a no-brainer, if you will. This middle one, this administrative, every once in a while you are going to have to engage somebody for 15 minutes or 20 minutes of time. That's not a lot, is sort of the thought here. Mm-hmm. And then some, we're going to get to, when we get the institutional knowledge or the machine learning, we're going to know enough to say, this is not even need to engage anybody.
Mm-hmm. My view of it to some degree is it should be self-correcting, because if it's something that becomes relatively complex and Denise, they need to start engaging, they say,
it almost throws the flag
up. It goes to the board.
Right. If you all of a sudden realize the engineer's got to spend an hour or a couple of, then it's like, all right, this may be more complicated than the...
Right.
The intent.
I wouldn't want it to simply if it's a monetary issue, because as you say, because sometimes we're going to win and spend very little, a little bit more.
Right.
So if it's a little bit, but if it is remarkably complex and requires that much professional assistance, it probably doesn't lend itself to administrative
labor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to you said it well. Some of these, this should be, there should be 80% of these should be no-brainers almost.
And that's the one we're trying to capture, the low-hanging fruit on these. The more difficult ones, I think originally, we probably have a few come to the board that we might not in 5 years or so, but we recall them, we walk them.
And it provides a bit of comfort for the businesses in the township and some residences that we're... We're a little bit easier to deal with.
Right. And we're creating an opening that's easier. We're not just throwing the barn door completely open, but we're
100% not.
Correct.
Yeah.
We're encourage more people to not hide.
Right. Yeah, or to expand. And that's fantastic news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually started speaking to him about that last year, but he did finally close on the property. And ELP, they already sent in their Highlands exemption application, and the site plan application will be coming in soon. And I think another that would probably fit into this category is Pino's. We have a little issue with him because he installed...
I heard about this a little bit.
...the awning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really a structure.
And he attached it to the building. Right.
Now, this would be a waiver of site plan under normal circumstances.
Right.
But it doesn't affect parking, landscaping, circulation. So I would think that this would fit right into this.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yep.
And that'd be the type of one we want to do. And Tom would be involved.
I mean, get the patio that he has it over. The patio was approved already.
He's got the seating.
He's proceeding.
Yep.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so he's putting an awning or covering on top of the existing. If he's building a new patio, it's a different conversation.
Right. Or if he's expanding.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But that's a good example.
Feel free to tell him this is coming, too.
Well, I did tell him that last year when this started.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. We're in the
So. Yeah. Okay.
So what does the board, anybody have any concerns with where this is shaken out, or any, I think it's a good discussion.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was more to form the discussion so we can have council consider an ordinance.
Right, so I was going to say, what's the next step? Do we try to take this in this form to council? Do we try to propose or do first grab deeper at it?
Is this something that we can do to Trishka, or do you think Tom Behrens would be able to?
That's what I was wondering. If we could still do a recycle here.
Is he good at administrative ordinances?
Trishka likes his ordinance writing.
John Drill.
I think he should go with Tom Behrens.
Good.
Keep it here for one. Try to get it a little more concise and then send it over there, and then they can have something more normal than they're looking at to say, yep, I see
it. Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
And Tom does have some good experience with administrative.
Yeah, then he's the perfect candidate. That'd be good. He'll help us with the checklist. We do need to develop the checklist underlying.
John, you take no offense, but he'll get it done quicker than I think either of our attorneys will be able to.
I absolutely agree with that.
Well, good. I mean, that sounds...
This sounds like some good progress. Thank you to this group for the subcommittee.
The chairman is secretly upset that his office is being bored and his powers is being promoted.
No, I'm happy that this has been like 4 years, 5 years. This has been a hanging around a long time.
He still gets to sign off on this stuff.
All right, yeah,
the power-hungry chairman doesn't want to give up an inch,
So you're going to add the chairman piece to it?
I'll add that here, I guess. I don't know if it goes to the ordinance, we'll just add it to the check.
I think you add it to the ordinance. Don't you think? Put them in the committee.
Or her. It's just an oversignature, so it's not okay. The committee. But I don't know. I mean, at Reddington, this is on their website in that section of the land use ordinance.
Right.
I don't know if that means it's an ordinance or it's just a help, like a map. I'm thinking you can have your cake and eat it too. It's like a zoning map to me. Yeah. It's on the website attached to the ordinance. The ordinance refers it to it as an attachment.
A separate ordinance that talks to the checklist that it refers to checklist numbers. Right. And then we just go to it.
This may change.
Okay. The checklist will be approved by the planning board.
Right.
The checklist has to be adopted by ordinance.
Yeah.
In other words, the ordinance would say, this ordinance hereby adopts the checklist dated such and such a date for board waivers or administrative waivers or whatever.
So we'd want to adopt that checklist the same time we'd adopt this ordinance if that occurs, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to, but that's the most logical, most efficient way to do it.
Right, we kind of have to. You can't have an ordinance that refers to a checklist that doesn't exist.
I concur.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll draft up a little quick checklist. Try to keep it short and kind of painless. Because the Reddington one is actually kind of short painless. There's a few things in there I think I might not have asked for, but we'll talk to
you. Yeah, I would definitely have Denise craft it.
Yeah.
There may be things that, I don't know, Denise, that you may find that you'd like to have on it.
Right.
That you would look for now.
Yeah, I haven't seen Reddington's, I would like to.
Anything that makes everybody's life easier.
Take a look at it, yeah.
Yeah, but the checklist is nice because it gives, it tells people what we're expecting.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Very good.
So now did we decide, or that's still... not decided what the fee, application fee will be for it.
Not decided.
I think that's a council decision.
But it will be the same as what the board waiver application is, right?
Yeah, and if we need to update all those fees, I made a note to look at them.
Right.
And we can talk about what we think they all should be.
I mean, we are beyond the
time. I'm sure we are. If it's been longer.
It's been longer than Johnson.
We used to always compare ourselves constantly to the neighboring similar towns. You're safest there because then no one can come out and say.
You stand out.
Yep. Reddington's always a good comparison.
Raritan, we did that all the time. We said, hey, look, this is what Clinton's doing. You know what I mean?
And it's a good time to do it when you're adding.
Right.
A process that makes everybody's life easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're adding this new fee. It's a little bit big, but you know what?
It's cheaper than the rest.
Cheaper than going if you had to go through the full.
Yep.
And a much shorter time frame.
But yeah.
Exactly.
You know, because even if a waiver of site plan, you still need to go to the board. Lots of times there's this little back and forth, so you a couple of weeks are wasted. So now you've missed the meetings this month. You know, you're supposed to be deemed complete 21 days before, you know, the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, a minimum of 2 months. Where this could be a lot faster.
Say, come back in 30 seconds, I'll have my zoning hat on, and then come back 30 seconds after that, and go across the hall to the guy with the building hat on, and you're done.
Yeah, save time and money for everyone.
And then call up Kevin and have him tell you you're wrong.
All right.
Now, if I had a question that I would ask him first.
That's what we do.
I mean, ideally, I'd like to introduce in January, adopt in February. It would be.
So I think we're all happy to say or okay to say let's send it over to have Tom try to work it as best, get it in some format as soon as we can to get it over to
based on those with those modifications.
Based on those, and keep an eye on this Reddington short list with us.
Sort of based on Reddington with our format in our checklist number 6 or 7, whatever one it's going to become.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good.
Really. All right. So that's
that was a productive work session.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So communications, new business. There were some vouchers. Denise sent them out.
I saw no issues.
I looked at them. I didn't see any concerns. If anybody has any questions or comments, if not, I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Roll call, please.
One second and off the line. Just a second here.
Too much of a pregnant pause there.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhand?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Good. Anything? We got some reports. Any quick reports, Council?
I'll do a quick report. We've on last Wednesday hired an assistant CFO, so there'll be some help in the finance department, which is good. And we're still looking for DPW assistance. That's taking a little longer than we had hoped. Many months. We have 2 vacancies and are 2 down as well, so we're 4 shorthanded.
You mean 2 down because of injuries or
various reasons? Yeah, so it's definitely tough.
That's gonna make leaves a challenge.
It makes everything actually leaves are less a challenge, but everything else is a challenge, right? So we're looking at some things that we have some capital to address leaves next year because the leaf machines that Councilman Lazarus helped to pick out.
Sinead was there too, buddy.
And that was a fight of the ages, right? That was a 3-2 vote to get.
So it's aging out. We're going to have to replace it eventually. So
maybe that's some planned obsolescence too, because the ones we had before that lasted around 20 years, we literally used them because they lit on fire.
Themselves or
And then the that one, that was the state of the art. You know, but like I said, they're only built less.
Yeah, what we would be looking at, I think, may make Public Works life easier because the ones that they have to staff with many with at least
4 people,
four people. Yeah. And they've got new ones now technology that one person. It's a garbage truck with the leaf vacuum on the end and a joystick, and you drive along the road, and the guy goes and operates the arm on the.
You know how expensive those are?
Very. But
the nice thing about the vacuum was that they fell under the. Marvin could just buy those without getting council approval. Marvin could just buy them, seems a person needed. But. So all we had to do was offer Marvin to buy them.
Right. Yeah, but if you're saving labor costs,
I know.
Is Vita
a personal agent? I don't know if
Vita
is a personal agent.
Yeah, she is,
she's
but she's not ours.
She's not, okay.
She is, but she's not ours. So,
Yeah, I mean, that's in the works. We are close-ish, I hope, to an agreement with the town and the sewer authority. It's been arduous, let's put it that way. But I think we're making some progress, which is good. And last but not least, for those folks who don't know, I don't know if it was an item of communication. It may have been. I'm not sure for here. But the Butler Farm, two tracts, about 157 acres, has been preserved by the county farm as farmland.
That is just fantastic news.
For those who aren't familiar, it is just north of Round Valley School on Cokesbury Road.
Okay. And all the way across to Boston.
Yeah.
Was that on our list too, or
yeah.
We were supporting
that? They
turned us down when Kathy was still the space person, and then the state. Well, after we went up the Highlands, the state didn't offer.
Yeah, anything. It was all up that whole coast. Yeah. I know. I know.
That's so great. Great. Really nice.
And honestly, I think I'd rather it be farmland than open space.
Great.
So.
Good. And we got one more meeting coming up next week.
Hey, John, I was going to ask if you had any highlights you wanted to mention. You usually say no, but I always ask.
No, I don't have any that I want to mention.
Okay. But we appreciate your efforts. Definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
And happy Hanukkah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Good. What else?
Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion.
Oh, God.
Yeah, before you, hang on. Are we on for the next meeting at this point, or do we think this is...
So, the next application is scheduled for the reorg meeting, that the applicant was not available for this month. So we do not have any resolutions coming, and we do not... We have a handful of vouchers now. If we get four or five more between now and the 20th, but that's it. And then at that point, they wouldn't get paid until next month anyway. So I guess in a roundabout way, I'm saying that
in most likelihood, we're not going to.
Don't send any bills, John. There's no meeting this month.
And this Rich was going to be here, but he isn't feeling well. It's not COVID, he said.
Better safe than sorry.
But this would then be his last meeting, so we'll try to maybe we'll invite him for a proper send off in the new year or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That being said,
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, everybody.
Thanks, John.
Merry Christmas early, everybody.
Yeah.